Bumblebee.
What are the kinds that build this nest?
Wasp.
And two of them would be?
Wasp.
And
I suppose.
Do the same word?
Wasp.
And what do you call those? There's another kind.
And that's a yellow jacket.
And there's an even bigger one, bigger than a wasp. You know, that,
bumblebee.
Well, no, it'd be a... It's a kind of insect that builds big paper nests.
Paper?
Or it looks like paper, like a wasp or that kind of...
And you get honey out of it, honeybee?
No, it builds a nest about the size of a football. It hangs from trees. Sort of a... Somebody called it
Hornet's nest. Yeah, hornets. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hornet.
And... Now, are there different kinds of those?
Not only one that I know of.
What's it like?
Hornet... Well, it's just sort of... Well, as you say, larger than a... It's about the size of a June bug, I reckon.
And what colors?
A dark color, sort of dark... between a black and a brown, I suppose.
Now, you said a yellow jacket. Where do they live, do you know?
Just like a wasp, only they're yellow, and oh, do they sting. No. They're faster than a wasp.
So they build nests like wasps?
Yes, they do. They sure do. But they're smaller than a wasp.
And then there's one kind that if you're walking in the woods and you don't have on boots, they might burrow down in your skin. They itch.
Ticks.
And there's another kind that...
Ticks run. And...
They cause little welts in your skin. They're real little.
You're not talking bed bugs, are you?
Well, now what color are they?
Bed bugs? I don't know. They're real small. I've never seen one, but years ago they would get in the bed and people would have to take the beds and out and sun them in the springs and wash them down. Well, I've not heard of bed bugs in years and years and years. But this thing that causes whelps. Well, mosquitoes will.
Well, this is something, if you're walking in the woods, it'll, if you don't have on boots or something, they'll get down and they burrow down in your skin, they itch real bad.
But they don't stay on the skin, do they?
I think they stay on the skin. Well, maybe they don't, I don't know.
I know what you're talking about. Red bugs.
And have you ever heard of have you ever seen a little animal that's, some of them are green and some of them are brown and they hop around in the grass in the summertime?
Grasshoppers?
And have you ever heard them call something else?
No, I haven't.
What about a hoppergrass?
Well, now children just, you know, 3 and 4 and 5 years old before they get their words all straightened out, they call them hoppergrass. In fact, one of my brothers did until he got a... You know, I'm going to school, you know, and then he got his words all straightened out. But that's the only time I've ever heard it called that.
Well, there's a small fish that some people use for bait. It's a little fish. You can buy a bucket of them. What's that called?
Small fish.
It's a little bitty fish.
You're not talking about tadpoles, are you?
No, it's a fish, and you use it for bait.
Well, since I'm not a fisherman, a fisherwoman, I reckon, you heard that expression. If you just have to give me a hint, I could tell you if I've ever heard it.
Have you ever heard about
minnow? Yes! Yes, people get minnows to go fishing. I didn't name that a while ago.
Now, have you ever heard them call anything else?
Besides minnows? Nothing, no. Usually people just say,